This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Dr. Shealy, are you blissed?
No. It has been a week of absolute chaos. Thanks to American Airlines, among others.
So what happened?
Well, in Chicago, the crew wasn't there, so they postponed the plane. Then the plane had no fuel, so they postponed the plane. Then a storm came, and 3 hours later, they decided to cancel the flight and blame it on the storm, not their own crap. So I spent the night at $562 at the airport, unable to sleep. They rebooked me in the United for the next morning. It was 3 hours late because the crew wasn't there, and my bag never came, and I've spent 3 hours trying to get my bag, and among other things, first of all, Chicago is the worst airport in the world, and secondly, American Airlines may be the worst in the world, but other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, the play goes on.
Wow. Well, I remember landing back in the 80s, and the captain said, those fire trucks that you see, it's okay. Our wheels are on fire. Brake fluid is, hydraulic fluid is leaking, and they're going to put it out, and everything's going to be okay. Oh, geez. I had an experience similar to that. I spent an entire day flying and getting on a bus, and I never got where I was intending to go, and all the flights were non-meal flights. And I've decided that, I really don't want to fly. I don't want to be at the mercy of being in this aluminum tube at the mercy of whoever is in charge and, telling us to sit down, can't get up, can't use the restroom. I don't like it. I flat out don't like it. So I'm glad you're home.
I am too. But unfortunately, I'm leaving tomorrow for Albuquerque on American Airlines. Oh, well, life is filled with challenges, and today the world is filled with challenges, the biggest one of which seems to be the bitch from hell.
Yeah. Yeah. I was talking to our engineer about that this morning, just before the broadcast, and I mentioned the term Arkanside, which is a combination of the word Arkansas and suicide, and there are, last check, over 80 people dead that surrounded the Clintons, and how dangerous it would be to be a friend of the Clintons because so many people are dead. And what I mentioned was, do you think all of those are related to or could be related to Bill Clinton? How many of those might be related to Hillary Clinton, these Arkansas?
Foster, if I remember correctly, Foster was related to her.
That's correct, Vince Foster. Yeah,
the clear cut murder.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and there are others, people who have been run over by a train. There's so many of these. I think I'll do a post. I'll link to some of these Arkansas about the surrounding the Clintons. Mysterious deaths. But Dr. Shealy, I had a question. I was thinking this morning about murder. And here it goes. Let's see. Remember the Tuskegee syphilis experiments from 1932 to 1972? You remember some of that? Okay. Well, let me just read this because it bothers me. And it says, this is from Wikipedia. The Tuskegee study of untreated syphilis in the Negro male, also known as the Tuskegee Syphilis Study or the Tuskegee Syphilis Experiment, was an infamous clinical study conducted between 1932 and 1972 by the U.S. Public Health Service, studying the natural progression of untreated syphilis in rural African American men in Alabama under the guise of receiving free health care from the United States government. It goes on to say, the Public Health Service started working on the study in 1932 during the Herbert Hoover administration in collaboration with Tuskegee University, a historically black college in Alabama. Investigators enrolled in the study a total of 600 impoverished African American sharecroppers from Macon County, Alabama. Of these men, 399 had previously contracted syphilis before the study began, and 201 did not have the disease. The men were given free medical care, meals, and free burial insurance for participating in the study. After funding for the treatment was lost, the study was continued without informing the men that they would never be treated. None of the infected men were ever told they had the disease, and none were treated with penicillin, even after the antibiotic became proven for the treatment of syphilis. According to the Centers for Disease Control, the men were told that they were being treated for bad blood, a local term for various illnesses that include syphilis, anemia, and fatigue. So, Dr. Shealy, here's my question. When this study was conducted, would it be safe to say that these people were murdered because they believed that they were being treated and they were neglected? They were just watched to see the progression of syphilis?
You're absolutely right. And, of course, this just is one evidence of my basic premise. All government is evil.
So here we have under the guise of, you know, free health care, free food, and free burial insurance, we have these people believing that they are being treated. And there's an ethical dilemma in this because they've been lied to by the government. They've been lied to by the doctors. They've been lied to by everyone who was involved in this study. Every single one of them was lying to them, either covertly or overtly or through omission, right? They were being lied to. And they can't get their lives back. You know, once they're dead, they're dead. There's no bringing them back, at least not now. And I think it's an absolute outrage. And so, since we've discussed this, this has been bothering me for a very, very, very long time, Dr. Shealy. I'm talking decades. And that is, when we go to war, and like the Vietnam conflict, it wasn't even a war, it was a conflict. So, we were in this conflict, and let's say we were in the Army. We were told, okay, those guys are bad people. Go kill them. So we were given rifles and mortars and, you know, all kinds of weapons of war, napalm, everything you could think of, that hand grenades, bazookas, aircraft with machine guns. Every way you could think of killing a person, we pretty much deployed, except for nuclear weapons. We deployed biological weapons, chemical weapons. Dr. Shealy, when we do that, when we engage in this kind of activity, would you consider that murder as well? Because I do.
Of course. Vince, you may be too young to remember the details of that, but it was my first major awareness of how evil government is. I was, from the very beginning, a peacenik. I would have gone to Canada to avoid being drafted.
I believe I would too.
This is the most evil thing. I didn't know about a lot of other things at that time. I thought it was the most evil thing a government had ever done to invade Vietnam. You know, at any rate. And so I that's when I really, for the rest of my life, have been a peacenik. I think we have never done anything in war since World War II that is morally correct.
And there are, you know, Dr. Shuley, I was at a college graduation ceremony months ago, and I felt so out of place. And I'll tell you why. And I'm sure a lot of people looked at me. I was in the audience there, and they had all these specialties graduating, like technical studies, electronic technical studies, and the arts, and some sciences, and history majors, and English majors, and so forth. And they were all brought up one specific discipline at a time, and they were. They'd shake the hands of those on stage, and they were congratulated, and they received what appeared to be their degree. And they had a special portion of the graduation ceremony for those who were in the military program. And they got round after round after round of applause for, being heroes. And I was the only guy not clapping. I was the only guy in the entire gymnasium not clapping for these men who were being trained to be killers, because I thought it was immoral. And people looked at me like, "What's with you? These are our heroes. These are young men who are going to defend our country. From what? To defend our country from what?"
I thought
that it was immoral what we were doing, and I felt so out of place, Dr. Shuley, but I refused to give in. And then when it was time to stand up and put our hands over our heart for the, you know, the Pledge of Allegiance or the national anthem, I couldn't do that either, because I thought how far we've fallen, and I can't figure out. For the life of me, right now, to this moment, I can't figure out whether I should or shouldn't, because I don't know if I'm pledging allegiance to this regime that is evil, or whether I'm pledging allegiance to the country that we used to have, or what. I don't know. I really don't know. When we come back, can you tell me your thoughts on this? Because it really bothers me. I know it's not a medical question, but it's a moral question. Dr. Shuley and I will be right back. NormShealy.com. NormShealy.com. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. Medical doctor, brain surgeon, surgeon of the year, broadcaster for over a couple decades, author of well over 30 books. And I asked Dr. Shealy about this moral dilemma that I seem to have about the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, saluting the flag and hand over the heart to, during the national anthem. Dr. Shealy, do you have any thoughts on that? Have I lost my mind or...
No, you're honest. Now, you know, Vince, we've talked about this last week, the lack of personal responsibility in this country.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is an all-time low or high, depending on what you want to call it. In other words, most people are not thinking about things like this. Our government is... at virtually every level that I know of, totally evil. I wouldn't trust them to tell me the sun is shining.
No, I agree with that. I don't trust them to tell me the weather.
Well, that's
why?
That is an average government service.
Yeah, well, as you know, it may seem like I'm kidding, but I'm not, Dr. Shu. I want to make sure our class understands that as a farmer, I have to depend on knowing what the weather's going to do for a couple of days during hay season, because you know hay season isn't all year, and we have to make it work every time, or we could lose the farm literally. So, you know, I don't even trust the weather. The government to tell me what the weather's going to be. I actually go outside and look out and use my own senses. You know, I look at what some of the commercial weather reports say, but I make up my own decision because they're wrong so often.
I agree.
Really are. Dr. Shealy, I was thinking about the way it used to be, and I don't know if I'm stuck in this rut or what, but I was thinking about when I was growing up, products at the supermarket and the grocery store used to come in glass. So, for example, if you bought a jar of mayonnaise, it was in glass. If you bought milk, it was in a glass bottle. If you bought ketchup, it was in a glass bottle. A mustard came in a glass jar. Vinegar was in a gallon jug if you wanted to buy it, or a quart, but it was made out of, in a glass container. And now, I can't think of too many items except maybe small volume specialty items that come in glass now. Most everything, ketchup, milk, vinegar, mayonnaise, salad dressing, all those things that used to come in glass, now almost completely, you have no choice. It's going to be in a plastic container. And I'm wondering, Dr. Shealy, do you think... And they said it was, this is great because it's lighter. It's lighter weight than that heavy, bulky, fragile glass jar used to be, or that glass bottle. Do you think that that one thing has contributed to us becoming sicker? Not completely, not only, but do you think that just that one change from glass to plastic has made us sicker?
Oh, yes. It's one of multiple... petro, estrogen, and other poisons that the government has allowed and encouraged to be introduced. So it's just part of the whole. It is supported by your blank government.
And so many, Dr. Shealy, when you think of the National Institutes of Health, the U.S. Public Health Service, you think, well, those guys are on our side. The Food and Drug Administration, the USDA.
No.
Yeah, and what I'm saying is, I don't believe they are. I think they are the enemy. I really do. But many people believe that they are out to protect us. And as we explained at the top of this hour, the Tuskegee Medical Experiment was murder, literally murder. And then we have, the post of spraying radioactive materials in St. Louis to see what the effects of this radiation would be on the general public. And that, happened many, many decades ago. But still, it was with the blessing of our government. So,
well, don't forget, our government right now is ignoring the underground fire that's very close to a nuclear waste dump outside St. Louis.
You're absolutely right. Yes,
I mean,
right. We haven't talked about
it. They could dirt into that fire to stop it, but they're not.
Mm-hmm. They absolutely could. And they could have prevented it. They could have prevented it by not putting that deadly radioactive waste in the ground in the first place, and right next to a landfill which has combustible materials and methane gas. What were they thinking? And you can't say that they're too stupid to know that. They were smart enough to know that. But I believe they ignored the facts, and I think they should be tried, put in prison forever. Till death do us part.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Julie's with us, and Gene in Missouri, please stand by. We'll be with you in just a second. I just wanted to finish up this discussion with Dr. Shealy since he mentioned it. Class, we haven't talked about this for a couple months, but I just posted on the website, usapreparis.com, that there's a landfill fire that threatens a nuclear waste site just outside of St. Louis, Missouri. And the article is by NPR.org, NPR.org, and it says, imagine you're a parent and that out of the blue you get a letter from your child's school telling you not to worry, that they're ready to evacuate or shelter in place if an underground fire at a nearby landfill reaches radioactive waste on the same property. That's pretty much what happened recently in a suburb of St. Louis. It goes on to say landfill fires are pretty common, but this one's different. It's only about 1,000 feet away from nearly 9,000 tons of nuclear waste, and there's no barrier in between. Hundreds of people packed a recent community meeting about landfills located in Bridgeton, Missouri. And it goes on that there is no solution that the government has found. And there's no question that if this radioactive waste catches on fire as a result of the fire that's burning underground from the landfill right adjacent to it, less than 1,000 feet away, that there will be some radiation going into the air. No question about it. Now, some people, without question, will be downwind from this. No question. There's no way that you cannot be downwind from this. So we just don't know exactly where downwind is. Depends on which way the wind's blowing, but probably to the east. Those people will be downwind from this. Dr. Shealy, is... Yes?
It's not a question of just downwind or upwind or crosswind. If that big a nuclear dump goes, it could affect a third of the nation.
One-third
minimum. That includes us.
Yes, it does. And there's no place to go. I mean, where do you go? Where do you go? There are radioactive dumps in almost every state at the nuclear reactors. Every state that has nuclear reactors has radioactive materials on site. And if there's a meltdown, well, we saw what happened in Fukushima, Three Mile Island, Chernobyl. Even though they say it's okay, don't worry, it's only steam. Later on, we find out that they lied to us like they always do. They always lie to us. They don't know how to tell the truth. I'm talking about the government. Dr. Shealy, what do we do? Is there anything that you suggest? Should this radioactivity go airborne?
Well, there's very little we could do. I mean, the best you could do is have your iodine, heavy doses of it, so you can block your thyroid from taking it up. But there's nothing else we could do. The only thing I think we should do is vote out 100% of everybody in every national post every time there's an election. No person should ever be allowed ever to run for any national office once they've had one.
Yeah, and I agree with that, and I would include promotions. So if they're at a lower level and they want to rise up and become even more dangerous as politicians, they should be banned from doing that. You get one shot, and never reelect anyone. Dr. Shealy, we have Gene in Missouri. Gene, welcome.
Hello. I have a question for Dr. Shealy. I went to the dentist a few days ago, and he showed me photos of my teeth my front teeth with grooves in them. So I told him, well, I'm going to try to figure this out on my own as to what might have caused this. We spoke about some of these things. And I found an article on the Internet called It's Not Just Stress, because I determined that I was chewing on my lips, my lower lip. And it said that this could be caused by medications, by ADHD, by parasites, and it had a lot of other things, and, of course, stress. So I guess my first question to you is there any way to diagnose what this chewing might have been caused by? It's been probably gone on for a while, for a year or two.
Well, I don't know a single way of finding out. Well, how old are you?
65.
Well, statistically speaking, I will give you 100% chance that your DHEA, dehydroepiandrosterone, is low. That is a reflection of chronic stress that you've not dealt with. And the only lab that is accurate is Nichols, N-I-C-H-O-L-S, in Capistrano, California. I would get a DHEA test. If it is below, on the Nichols lab test, if it is below 600 nanograms per deciliter, you could say that everything in your life is going to pot only because of excess stress, whatever it may be. The best thing you could do is get into a major stress reduction program and rebuild your DHEA. There are four natural techniques for rebuilding your DHEA. Because you can't do 1,000 different tests to find out whether you've got parasites and everything else.
So, okay. If there's stress there, I guess it could be subconscious because I'm not conscious of any stress other than
according
that
to everything
point.
I know from Dennis, a lot of people do this during their sleep, and so they're not conscious of it.
Oh, I see. And I guess I'd have to put a camera on my face for the entire night.
or an electromyographic measurement of muscle tension, yeah.
So where can I get this DHEA test? Can I get it at a lab, at a
any lab?
Lab
test now.
Oh, okay.
Any lab test now. You can order the test yourself, but insist that they get it through Nichols.
Oh, through Nichols. All right. Well, I thank you so much. I will try that. And then can you improve your DHEA by just taking DHEA, or is there something?
Not a good idea. It increases your risk of prostate cancer. You want
to
have four natural ways. Go to my website and look up DHEA package or something like that, and you'll find the way to do it.
Very good. Well, I do appreciate that. Vince, can I make a comment about the sin that you were talking about with the killing of the military, killing people?
Sure.
Okay, this is just a quick thing. About a few months ago, I asked a preacher, is it a sin for people to go into the military and just go and kill innocent people? Because thou shalt not murder is a commandment. And he read the thing to the entire church. Actually, he really didn't even have an answer. And this was a well-known evangelist. So I just have to let you know that it's probably a moral dilemma even by the church people if you can even get them to consider it. So just thought I'd add that.
I have to say that a person who does it innocently with, you know, believing that they are serving their country has not committed a sin. They are following, you know, what they believe to be honesty. And so it, you know, the ultimate downwind pimps, if you will, are not as responsible as the masterminder.
Dr. Shaley, that is brilliant because I totally agree with you on that. I have a belief, and this is not everybody else's belief, I have a belief that a sin is only a sin when you know that it is. Now, I know there's the original sin and all that, and that's another day. But I agree with you totally, and I appreciate that comment. And thanks for the information on DHEA.
Thank you.
Gene, do you have 1 second?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, I was watching a video. It was lent to me. It's called Eye in the Sky. And it's about some alleged terrorists in Kenya. And what we have is the United States and its allies have these ways of viewing people. They have the Predator drone, and they have Hellfire missiles on the Predator. And they have these little bugs that can fly around, and they have little cameras in them so that they can fly inside an open window, and they can position this camera in this bug. You know, I would think it'd be a large bug like the size of a, you know, large beetle, for example. Then they have other spy devices like birds. That they look like birds. They fly like birds, but they have cameras in them, so they can, you know, sit on a telephone pole and kind of look down. Well, here's the dilemma. They believe that in this house was this terrorist who was going to use explosives to kill people. But outside the house were some innocents, you know, just people in the village. And they had this Hellfire missile, and they were going to launch this Hellfire missile to take out this alleged suicide bomber, if you will. And the question is, do we use this Hellfire missile and take out this alleged bad guy and have the collateral damage, which really means kill other innocent people, have nothing to do with anything, just the villagers, or not? And, you know, I looked at this as murder. Absolute murder. We weren't trying these people. We weren't capturing them. We weren't bringing them to, you know, to a court to let them defend themselves. What we were going to do is we were going to unilaterally kill them. And not only them, we were going to kill anyone else who happened to be in the blast radius of this Hellfire missile. And I think about this as, how do we get to this point where some guy or two people in a remote station, a continent or two away, are able to sit there and with a joystick and a trigger on the joystick, like it's a game, be able to launch a laser-guided missile and blow people up? And that, to me, is something really, really wrong with this, and that's the kind of thing that we're doing. So that's where some of this...
drone killings.
Right. Right, and there are a lot of people who have been killed who had nothing to do with anything. They just happened to be in the blast radius, or they happened to be at the wrong place at the time of the blast. And so this is a moral dilemma, and to me, it's murder. It's absolute murder.
It's a moral dilemma with you, but it's apparently not with most of the people I speak to about.
Yeah, well, I'm not pulling the trigger. I'm not going to kill someone who has nothing to do with anything. I'm not going to do it. Now, someone points a gun at me, that's a different story. Gene, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Dr. Shealy, and I'll be right back.
Exercise and deep breathing gets oxygen into the blood, but does not guarantee you get oxygen into your 372 trillion cells. Largely, the essential fatty acids, alpha-linolenic and linoleic acids, control oxygen transfer from the blood to the cells. These essential fatty acids are called essential because they must be obtained from the diet on a regular basis. Many people are aware of the value of supplementing with flax or hemp seed oil. What most people don't know is that due to current methods of pressing, all these oils are significantly damaged and oxidized by the time you consume them. What everyone needs to know is that there are new seed oils on the market that are pressed in a manner that protects the oils from damage and oxidation. Even athletes get cancer, which means that despite their abundant oxygen uptake into the blood, the transfer of oxygen into the cells is not occurring. I invite you to try the Andreas seed oils and see for yourself what a difference you can feel in energy, reduction of appetite, and well-being. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, Dr. Shealy's with us, and if you'd like to get the same newsletter that I receive multiple times per week, you can go to normshealy.com. That's N-O-R-M, as in Norman, Shealy, S-H-E-A-L-Y.com, and you can sign up for the same free newsletter that I get multiple times per week. Dr. Shealy, eating out versus eating at home. You know, I'm getting more and more concerned about people in restaurants, how they handle the food that they serve. They're concerned, in my opinion, with how food tastes compared to how good the food is for you. I've never had a waitress in the last 10 years say to me, "So what do you think of that nutrition, Vinny? What do you think?" It's always, "How does it taste? What do you think about eating out versus eating at home?" I'm trying, Dr. Shealy, to not eat out if I can help it at all. Literally,
I often say I would rather cook for 30 people than go out to eat.
And I was in Springfield.
I do my best never to go out. And when I travel, you don't have an awful big choice. I often take with me mixed nuts, which I use as one or two meals a day with a fruit drink. And I mean a real fruit juice, not a so-called fruit drink. Because that's a good meal, and it's as good as you could get on the road.
Now, when you talk about nuts, would that include, like, salted peanuts? Would that be okay, or is that
well,
not
I do.
Okay?
Basically, they are a legume, but they're still a good quality protein.
Okay. And I remember...
For true mixed nuts.
Mm-hmm. I remember you saying that, you know, if you're starving, and there's a McDonald's nearby, keep going.
I would prefer to starve.
Yeah, and so I was in Springfield this week with Mrs. Finelli, and you know, we were both really, really hungry. And we said, it's okay, it's just another hour to get home, let's eat at home. And it wasn't a question of money, although money is important. It wasn't, you know, the question that we didn't have it. We had enough to go out to eat, but we chose not to. We chose to go home and pick some tomatoes out of our garden and make a tomato and basil salad with some apple cider vinegar with mother and some extra virgin olive oil. And that worked for us. And by the way, Dr. Shuley, this time of the year when we have tomatoes from our garden, I eat a lot of tomatoes. And I believe that my health improves as I eat tomatoes. Is that possible?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And I try to avoid eating out now at all costs. And we'll bring water with us.
I rather than eat out. I mean, basically, I think it's healthier to miss a meal. In fact, there's good evidence that for those people who are overweight, skipping one meal every day is one of the best ways to lose weight.
Okay. So, class, that probably applies to some of us. I don't mind missing a meal. And Dr. Shuley, what I do is I will bring a container of Pro-Pure water with me, you know, filtered water, so that we have enough water for everybody in the vehicle for all day. You know, we always have that. But, you know, if we get thirsty, we don't have to go to one of those Stop and Robs and get one of those fountain soft drinks, you know, with carbonation and hydrofluoric acid or whatever else it may have in it, as well as the other chemicals. We don't do that. And I think we're better off for not drinking those sugary, syrupy, colored drinks with the chemicals. When we come back, Dr. Shuley, I'd like to discuss chocolate as a laxative. Chocolate as a laxative. We come back, and then antibiotics, the dangers, and then vinegar as a medicine to fend off diseases, and then medical experiments. Dr. Shuley's with us. I'm Ben Finelli. This is USA Prepares. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.